The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we're about 11 days into the new year, which means we could probably use a boost of motivation since a lot of us started losing steam on resolutions right about now.
That's true. Experts say that about 150 million Americans make New Year's resolutions, but by the end of the year, 138 million of us don't actually meet those goals. Only about 8% are successful.
Author Michael Hyatt coaches people on reaching goals, and he recently published a list of the 10 ways most of us sabotage our own New Year's resolutions. So we're going to take you through that list this week. The first reason is that many of us have doubts that we can actually keep our resolutions, and believing that the goal is possible is critical to success.
And reason number two is that we often don't learn from the past. So if you had the same goal or resolution last year and didn't achieve it, you have to look back and figure out why it didn't work out so you can do things a little differently this year.
Reason number three is that sometimes our goals actually fight with each other. For example, if you want to work out every day, but you've jam-packed your schedule with professional goals you're working on, it's going to be tough to find time to work out. If there's friction between your goals, it's harder to make progress.
Meet us back here tomorrow morning for more tips on how to make sure you're not sabotaging your own New Year's resolutions. In the meantime, sign up to get our free email newsletter, which goes out to thousands of parents right here in Northwest Arkansas. Find the sign-up box at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.